know that when you have a purpose and a calling on your life, there's nothing that nobody and nothing can happen.
I am Angela C. Wright.
Over the top, the gotcha.
He said your numbers has shrunk. He said, I don't know how, why.
You're not going to get unless you're going to have mounds of security for me because you're not going to get me.
If I wasn't depressed and going through what I was going through, I probably would have never started.
And this episode was brought to you by The Ayers Agency, a full-service marketing firm noted in entertainment and culture. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another dope episode of Break Free Podcast with your girl, Free. And today, I have someone special with me, as always, because y'all know I feel like all my guests are special. Say hello to Ziggy.
Hey, y'all.
No. We need a little bit more energy. Say hello to Ziggy.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, that's better. We need that energy. We need them to feel it through the screen, through the audio. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming through for me. Being willing to share your testimony. I know it's not always easy. So, I mean, let's just jump right into it.
Okay.
You've only been home 7 months.
7 months. It'll be 7 months on the 18th.
And what has that transition been like for you?
It's been very, it's been a transition. Like, you know, you actually think you're going to come home and think that everything is, you're going to be happy because you're home now.
Yeah.
So your mind just adds happiness to freedom. Mm-hmm. But in reality, you really just, you're going to a new set of problems, you know, which you are willing to accept those problems,
because you're free.
Right. Yeah. But that just comes with it. So it's just, you know, going from a different transformation, going from that, and then now you're out here, you're free, nobody's telling you what you got to do. You are your own person. You can wake up, you can go whenever you want to, you can do whatever you want. So now it's up to you. So now it's up to you, because now you don't have nobody telling you, like, oh, you need to get up, oh, you need to go here, you need to go to work, you need to pay your bills. Like, it's really up to you to be able to be on your own and make those right decisions. So it's definitely a transformation, though. I was just thinking the other day how, God, why did I think when I came home I was just going, woo, everything was just going to be, no, it didn't work like that.
What has been the hardest thing for you since you came home?
I think the hardest thing, I guess, adulting. Really adulting, really being a responsible adult and making responsible decisions. Okay, I just came from a place where all I had to worry about was my store sheet. Mm-hmm. You know, getting commissary, getting my store sheet. That's about your most responsible. Oh, Tuesday, make sure I get my store. You know, I'm making sure your money's straight on JPay. Mm-hmm. That's really it, though. Your bills paid for, the water going. Yeah. You ain't really too much worried about. You sleeping all day. You playing spades, you know. Yeah. But you're going to get that commissary. But out here, you got the bills. You got rent. You got what I got.
Light,
I got
water.
Little girl.
Gas, internet.
I got car insurance, phone bill. I got a child. So you could double that up, make it time to, you know. So you got to keep up with all of that. All those got different dates, different times. Sometimes I miss something. I might forget, like, oh, that's got, I'm trying to keep up. You got to have, like, a journal. You got to have, like, an agenda, a board, you know, where you can keep up with everything.
Yeah.
A visual board. So that's what I got to have. Because you just come from not having to keep up with nothing to now you really have to be an adult. And your life is yours now.
Yeah. So. Did you plan while you was in there? Like, okay, so before you answer that question, did you have, you had an out date? You knew when you was coming home?
I had an out date. Okay. I got convicted for armed robbery. Mm-hmm. So with armed robbery in Georgia, it's a mandatory minimum of 10.
Okay.
It was then. Mm-hmm. Now I know the laws have changed. So I know back then when I got convicted, it was a mandatory minimum of 10.
And what year did you get convicted
2013 is when I got arrested.
Okay.
I sat in jail for like maybe 18 months. I did go to trial. Mm-hmm. I did go to trial, and it was like a movie. And I did have to pick a jury. Mm-hmm. Like, it lasted 3 days. And that was, like, the scariest 3 days of my life. That's crazy that I actually went through that in Newton County. And my son's father is my co-defendant. Mm-hmm. And we have been arrested 3 times together, okay? I've been to prison once, but I've been to jail 2 times before with him. Mm. Okay, so this time that we got arrested for that armed robbery, I didn't have nothing to do with it. He tried to take the charges for it. They wouldn't let him take it. Because you already been locked up with him before, right? Mm-hmm. Know how Covington gonna give it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to trial. I had a hung jury. It lasted 3 days. The jury couldn't come to a decision. So, and I know this because my judge asked the jury, mm-hmm, in front of me, who can't come up with a decision? And so the people that couldn't come up with a decision raised their hand. And my lawyer was saying that it never happened to her before. She never had a hung jury on an armed robbery. She didn't even know if I was going to go home. In other states, you go home, right, on a hung jury.
Right.
On a mistrial, you go home. Mm-hmm. In Georgia, they can keep trying you until
they
come up.
How many times can they try you?
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure how many times, but I know they can try me again.
Yeah.
So they sent me back to jail. Mm-hmm. And I sat like another 6 months. I got scared. I was, 22, 23 then? I was scared. I didn't really know the law that much then. Had I been smarter, I would have not even said nothing. When I got arrested that day, mm-hmm, I would have just played the fifth and not say anything. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah,
play it until my lawyer came around. That's what you need to teach your kids, for real. Just wait until a lawyer is present. Don't say anything.
Oh, you didn't know not to say anything.
I didn't know that then. You know, yeah, you get scared. You just start talking, you know, lying. Because I really feel like that's what led me to prison anyway, lying. But we'll get to that, too.
Okay.
I went to trial, though, and had a mistrial. Mm-hmm. So I went back to jail. I waited 6 more months, and my son's father ended up, they went and got him and was sending him to trial. So they told me he was pleading out. I know he was pleading out, and I really can't, I remember I'm going to plea out too. I remember being scared. They was scaring me up, like, well, he's pleading out, so you might as well, you know, plea out too. They were saying that if he wasn't going to take his trial, then I was going to take his trial. You going to trial today then, because he's pleading out. So now we're going to use the trial for you. And I said, well, I'm just going to plea out too.
So you got scared into
the
plea deal.
I got scared and took a plea deal.
How did you get scared into the plea deal when you was, you know, bold enough to go to trial the first time?
I think, I don't know.
You didn't want to have to go back
to that. I didn't
want to
take a chance. And let me also tell you that when you lose your trial on armed robbery, you can get 20 to life now. Mm-hmm. The 10 years minimum off the table. So now your time go up. However, you can go and fight it, though, because you took it to trial.
Yeah.
Now that I took a plea,
you can never go back on
it. You can't
appeal.
Go back on it.
Yeah.
So that's another thing I learned throughout this journey.
Not going back to trial?
I kind of do regret not going back to trial. Mm-hmm. I kind of do feel like I should have thugged it out. I should have, mm-hmm, sat still. I should have trusted the process. You know, we get scared,
yeah,
in the process.
No, I went to trial.
And then you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You want to take matters into your own hands. I,
yeah,
do feel like I should have waited it out. Mm-hmm. And I probably would have got a different, I probably would have been home sooner.
So what was the armed robbery for? Like a store or a person?
Okay, the armed robbery was a person. Mm-hmm. Me and my son's father was arguing one day, and, I end up dropping him off somewhere. He robbed somebody, but I went and got him from the destination. I wasn't at the armed robbery,
but you went and picked him up.
I went and picked him
so
up.
So you was accessory.
Right. And so they got my vehicle, right? So when they came and got him, I told them that I didn't take him nowhere. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know what y'all talking about. I ain't take him nowhere. I don't know.
Did he tell you when he got in the car that he had robbed somebody?
Yeah, he had told me, like, yeah, in so many words, I did know what was going on once I got him and got,
yeah,
him in the car.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was on the way to, but once I got him, then he filled me in what was going on. So, yeah. And when the detective was talking to me, I just denied it. I just said, I don't know. He over there in the other room telling them everything. He telling the truth. He over there telling them the truth, girl. Yeah, she ain't know. She ain't had nothing to do with it. Da, da, da. But I didn't know he was over there telling the truth. So, of course, they came over mad at me. You over here lying. Da, 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 da. So you must got something to do with it.
Yeah.
See, he probably would let me off. You know, he probably would have gave me a lesser charge. Mm-hmm. Had I just told him, yeah, I went and got him. I don't even know what he did. He told me when he got in the car, he just wanted me to tell him.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that. So
my
he hit me with
say,
the.
You tell a lot to cover your head, your feet going to be showing. You tell a lot to cover your feet, your hands going to be showing.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. So he hit me with the same thing he hit him with mm-hmm. off of a lie, you know. So that's how I feel
like. What
lesson
did you learn from that? What lesson did you take from the lie?
First lesson, you need not say nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't even say anything.
No, the lesson, like, what
but,
lesson did you take from lying?
Right, the lesson I got from lying, though, like, I would have gotten a lesser, it wouldn't have been so brutal.
Yeah.
Had I went on and just said what it was. Mm-hmm. Had I just told the truth, like, because I really didn't have nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
So had I just told them what it was, then I would have got a lesser, you know, beating. I feel like I still would have got in trouble, yeah, mm-hmm. but I don't. It wouldn't have been so major.
Do you lie now, or you don't?
No,
tell
I don't.
Me?
No, yeah. I don't lie. Now, I haven't lied in a long time.
Yeah,
actually,
no,
you
like
know.
I, no. My one thing that I always tell people is like I don't even be want my homegirls to put me in no position
to lie,
to tell a lie. You know what
right.
I mean? Because my thing, my what I live by is I've done enough sinning in my life. I'm not adding lying
right.
to it. I'm not adding lying. That's just, I got enough to account for
right.
when I get to the gates, baby. I'm not adding that to it.
Right.
Now, to the police, when I got in trouble, of course I
right.
lied. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But like little things just to be, no, I'm not
ain't
doing
no,
it.
Ain't no need for
yeah.
it now. Right.
Yeah.
We all grown. There's no need to be lying. Right. I do. I learned a lot from that, actually. And I do feel like, you know, I probably didn't get sentenced for that right there. I feel like I got sentenced for so much other things that wasn't exposed.
Mm.
Know how that goes?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
oh, this not even about this, for real.
Yeah.
This is about what they on eating, all that other stuff you
and
had
And when
going
did you
on.
Come to realization within yourself? Like,
I came to realization I was on the floor in my cell in jail. Probably the first week that I got locked up. In the county, and, like, everybody was saying, you know, armed robbery, like, ooh, you know, and it hadn't stuck in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm finna get a bond. I always get a bond, mm-hmm. you know, so
yeah,
I'm
going to,
you
yeah.
might be out. Mm-hmm. Nah. I said, and I think, I remember crying on the floor in my county, in my cell, I remember crying out to God on the floor. I could feel God being mad at me. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got a stepdaddy, mm-hmm. Rufus. Shout out to Rufus. Okay, so my mom and my daddy's been married about 25 years, maybe, give or take, right? They got a divorce the same year I got locked up. Okay, he's not my real father, but he's raised me since I was an infant. He all I know.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I was telling you earlier, I'm originally from Ashby, but my mom married my dad, and we moved to Glen, to Ellenwood, I mean, and on the east side. So that's where I was raised at. And I had good parents. I actually had a good childhood. I didn't get molested. I didn't get raped. I don't really have no, like, traumatic stories from my childhood to really tell you my parents did the best they could.
Mm.
I really had good parents.
Yeah.
My mom worked at Grady about my whole life. She was a medical billing and coding assistant. Mm-hmm. And my dad worked for Norfolk Southern, not on Spring Street, actually. And he did that for about 30 years. He's in the military. So sometimes he's on and sometimes he's off, you know.
Right.
So during my high school, that's back when we had Bush, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when all the families was, what was it, drafted. They were, like, out. I remember my dad had to, like, be in Florida for a while. He had to live in Florida, in Tampa and in Orlando on the, you know, on his base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I would drive down there. I would go see him. And I think those are during the years, my teenage years, where I was dating. That's when I met this boy. You know, I'm liking him or whatever. And my dad wasn't really around during that time because he was based, you know, the military.
Providing for the family.
He was doing that during that time or whatever. They were still married and my mom, but we had a house in Rockdale. Mm-hmm. So we can't just up and just move, you know. So they did the
long distance.
Yeah, they did that or whatever. And during that time, that's when I was being hot, riding around. I found this little boy. I think I'm liking on him. Yeah, and I told him I wore him out. And then, listen, when you young, you don't even know who you really dealing with. I have to tell my son that. He 15. Boy, you don't even know that girl.
Yeah.
Y'all don't share no responsibility. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't have anything. You don't really know her for real.
Right.
Y'all both living with each other's parents, driving on a dime on us.
Yeah.
So y'all don't have no stress to really know who you really dealing with. You need to wait until y'all sharing some type of responsibility so you can really know this person's character.
Right.
So, but back then, you don't know that. When you young, you think you
know
love
everything.
Dude, you going
to
marry him.
Don't
want
to listen to
you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm ride or die. I'm on the run part, too. I'm on the run part, too.
Yeah.
For real, straight up. And I'm going to do whatever. And really, during my trial, you know, that's when I learned about Bonnie and Clyde. Ooh. I didn't really know about. I thought they were a drug dealing couple. I really didn't know what Bonnie and Clyde was.
Yeah.
But during my trial, they said me and my son's father, that's who they compared us to, and was saying that I was in love. Okay, I came from a good family. I told you that I didn't come from, like, I'm middle class. Mm-hmm. My baby daddy, though, he's not from just the gutter, but, you know, he
poverty
did do what he had to do, right?
Yeah.
So because I was in love with him, I was just, I'm riding.
I'm going to do whatever.
Ride whatever, because I love him. This is what I'm finna be with. Whatever he want to do, that's what we do. I'm with whatever you with. And that is what it was. And that's the picture they was trying to paint for the people and for my family, because it was like I was living a double life. Mm-hmm. I was just one person at home. I'm my only child.
You had good grades and everything in school?
Not in high school. In high school, I tossed it to the wind.
Yeah.
I was.
Just wanting to be fast.
I was just, you know, I don't know, really. I think, I don't really even know why I wasn't taking life
serious. Yeah.
Then I'm not sure. I think I was just spoiled. Just spoiled, just feeling entitled, just everything. You know, I didn't have it hard. Mm-hmm. My parents, you know, I didn't graduate high school. I did get a GED when I was 16.
Okay.
I did go to DeKalb Tech, though, and I did take up, like, some college. I got pregnant, and, I did do some schooling in prison, too, though. I did some college courses in there. And I actually got my associate's.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you.
Yeah.
And then I did computer technology. I did graphic design and media. Mm-hmm. I did some things. You can do some things. And I wasn't just sitting around.
Yeah.
I had a couple details.
Take me back to that day when you cried out to God in your cell. Like, what was you crying out for? Was you crying out for him to?
Okay. Yeah. Let me see. Because I'll jump around.
Yeah.
I knew that he was upset with me. I was telling you about my father because I felt like I put so much into my earthly father that I felt like he the reason. I got my car, got my daddy pay my bills. I ain't got too much worry about nothing, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm riding past Springfield. I don't know where you know what Springfield is in Conyers. Mm-hmm. That's where our church is. And my apartment used to be right next to Springfield. Wingo, just in my own world, just thinking I can really just do whatever.
Yeah.
Weird. Mm-hmm. And, my daddy, you know how back then everybody hate Chris, how she used to be like, oh, I don't got to do this. My husband got 2 jobs.
Yeah.
And that's how I be at work. I ain't got to do this. My daddy got 2 jobs.
Yeah.
That's how it used to be. And I felt like God was mad at me about that. I know that he was mad at me about that. Like, okay, I'm going to make you bow down then. Oh, you don't want to drive if it got a little dent in it? Mm-hmm. Are you too good to, oh, you don't want to? Okay, I'm going to show you. I know that's what he did. Mm-hmm. I think I was just taking my life for granted.
Yeah.
Like, the people around me for granted. I'm just lying, I'm just stealing. Like, And I'm just thinking I can just have it my way and just go through life and not get touched. Mm. And I think that God was like, got sick of that. Got sick of that. Because I was doing, see, I wasn't a part of this armed robbery, but I was part of others. And I had been doing other things with my baby daddy that people don't know about, but God do, you know? And so even, see, listen, this is a spiritual, this ain't even about me and you. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So to the people, it looks like I'm being convicted for this.
Yeah.
But that's not what's going on. Mm-hmm. I ain't even have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
But really, I was being convicted for all the other things that you did not get caught for, and you knew better.
Right.
So, and that's why I accepted that time. And yeah. I took it.
Yeah.
I cried through it. I whined through it. You know what I'm saying? I remember one night laying in my cell, I told God, I don't want to talk to you. I turned my back. I don't want to talk. Because, you know, sometimes I talk to God like I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Come get them. You gonna come get them? Okay. Because, okay. So I do that.
Yeah.
That's how you got to. And I know that that's what was going on. I know that that's what was going on. That God was trying to teach me a lesson, trying to show me. And really, it could have been worse than that. He really gave me a
slap on the wrist.
Yeah, because yeah. I was telling them, like, I don't even want to talk to you. I don't want to deal with you. You done brought me to prison. You done brought me to prison. I told you if I go to prison, I'm not finna believe in you no more.
So you felt like God brought you to prison?
Yeah, I was mad back then.
Oh, so you think Ziggy crazy, brought herself to
crazy.
Prison?
Crazy. That was what I'm telling. Crazy.
Delusional.
Still, like, not, you know what? I'm going to take that back, though. Not even thinking that he the reason why I'm there. I just wanted him to
save me, like not allow me to go. Let me do what I
want to
do.
Not saying it's his fault. I'm there. Yeah. I know it's my fault. I'm there.
Yeah.
I just wanted him to, like he always
sweep it under
do.
The rug. Yeah,
fix it.
Yeah.
My daddy used to always say, "You're gonna get in some trouble. I can't get you out of." He kept telling me that, and that's exactly what didn't matter. They wouldn't give me a bond.
Oh, well, at least he put it to you the sweet way. My mom put it to me this way. She's like, girl, you're going to write a check that your ASS can't cash.
Okay.
You hear me?
And just,
she ain't never lied.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that check, baby. But, hey, you have to stand on.
You got
to
stand on it.
Yeah.
And I did that. And he told me that. And I told my parents when this happened to me that y'all raised me right. Like, don't think that this is your fault. I feel like when we get in
the
problem like that,
yeah.
you know, when we get into trouble like that, your family, your parents think
we'll
they failed
themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. They failed you, and they didn't.
Oh, I definitely told my parents that, too. They didn't.
They
I just got
didn't.
To a point where I thought I was grown
just
and wanted
doing,
to do what
I was
doing.
Just infallible, like,
yeah.
whatever. I'm
yeah.
doing what I'm just doing. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing whatever.
How hard was the adjustment for you to prison?
You know what, though? I don't getting adjusted to prison. It wasn't, okay, when I went to prison around 2015, mm-hmm. it was, prison ain't easy. I don't care what year it is. But it wasn't as bad as when it, round about COVID, maybe.
Being locked down all the time.
It's just you could tell the people is changing. You could tell, the kids that's coming in there, they younger and younger.
They're wilder.
It's, yeah, you could tell that, you
it's
could just
shift.
Tell it's a shift mm-hmm. that's going on. And so when I first got there, it was like prison. We had boots. We still had structure. You was going to do your detail if you had a detail, and it's like cleaning up the dorm or the shower. Whatever your detail was, you was going to clean it or you got a DR. It was still prison when I went to prison. So we had guards. We had wardens. But around that COVID time, mm-hmm. It started going down then. No more, really no security.
No structure.
No structure.
Yeah, the prisoners running the prison.
The prisoners definitely running the prison.
Yeah.
The inmates are definitely
don't
running.
Say inmates, say prison.
The prisoners, sorry, the prisoners are definitely running the prison, sure enough,
yeah.
yes. And it's a good thing and it's a bad thing, you know? So, because I feel like they're probably they're the most comfortable and dangerous situation they gonna be in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're pretty much just doing their time the way they want to do their time.
Yeah.
But it can be dangerous, too.
Yeah, it can be. And then especially if you're just sitting in there with idle time.
Sitting in the idle mind is the devil's playground. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, and this could be the worst thing that you... And you really have to be a strong-minded person to say, I'm finna... You got women in there that get up and go to work, though. Mm-hmm. Get up, put their makeup on, iron. You know we iron our uniforms. With flat irons. We don't have irons.
Oh, y'all ain't have irons instead?
No, we ain't have irons. Mm-mm. We got flat irons. So we have our little spray bottles that hairspray come in, but we put Windex in it, and we spray our clothes, fold it a certain way, and we flat iron our clothes, and that's how we iron
Why Windex?
Clothes.
Why not just water?
Well, some people do use water, but Windex is like starch.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we put lines in ours. And so
I know
crease.
How they make all the designs in the shirt. I didn't do that. I wore no crease, flat, you know,
I
got everything altered to my body. All my uniforms was altered.
I be altering,
the moms in.
Sewing, yes, girl.
Yeah, but I didn't have to. In federal prison, we had irons.
We would buy an iron
to cook with.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So did y'all cook with flat irons,
too? With flat irons, yeah. And we had pouches. You know, the pouches, like if you get a food package, we had the pouches. So, like, you can bring some cabbage back from the kitchen or some onions or some whatever you want to bring back or eggs, you know. And we make omelets and we put it in the pouch, put the flat iron over it. It stand up and sit there and it cook.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? Frying eggs with a flat iron. Okay. Yeah. I never
knew. Make an omelet.
Yeah. And then so that wasn't an adjustment for you? Because it was an adjustment for me having to cook in the microwave.
I think I slowly just started. I don't even remember me having a hard time adjusting. So I would have hard moments in there. I think I don't really remember when you start knowing how to do time. I know what you mean, because when you first get there, like, you don't know how to do time.
You don't know the
it's
lay of the land.
It's
kind
of like me being out here with y'all. Yeah. Like, I'm really a whole alien out here.
Feel like you're an alien?
Yes. I have moments where I break down and cry. Like, I don't fit in nowhere. Like, people really don't even know what I'm talking. Or everywhere I go, everybody, like, on that phone. You know, I'm so used to not having a phone. I could just. It's just an adjustment. I'm really having a harder time adjusting out here than I can remember having a harder time adjusting in there. Prison is just a hood. It ain't really no adjusting. If you know how to live in a hood, you know how to do prison. It's just a hood, basically, that, you know. It's just, but out here it's kind of
Out
like,
here you feel like it's not a hood. You feel like
here,
it's a different world.
Yes. Out here it's not a hood. You have a hood. You got some hoods, but out here... You can, it's so, the floor is open. The sky the limit, you know? I can get overwhelmed. So some days
What overwhelms you?
I think I have some days where I'm like, ooh, you free, you could do whatever. Like, you really could do whatever you set your mind to.
And that overwhelms you, that you could do whatever you set your mind to?
No, I think I get like, okay, where do I start? Where do I start? Then I jump to this and jump to this. Okay, maybe that's not right. And then I don't really know what I'm doing. Like, I'm really just now getting accustomed to technology.
That's what I was about to say. Does social media overwhelm you?
Social media definitely overwhelms me. It definitely overwhelms. Some days I'm like, I don't know if I want to post this. I'm not sure. No, I'm not post. To a point where I won't post. Because I just keep... Second, it's so weird, and I'm learning out here that's big out here, that social media thing. I lost friends behind social media.
How?
For having followers. Like, just, I've gotten into it with people, and not even knowing what this is about. I've had other friends like, yes, this is serious.
And this episode was brought to you by The Ayers Agency, a full-service marketing firm noted in entertainment and culture. Housing is a huge... Like, that is a huge problem with coming back to, you know, re-enter society. That is one of my goals, too. And I spoke to my friend Ashana about it. Like, you know, when I get my little coin, because she got hers already, we are going to get houses, like to be able to offer housing for felons. Yes. My dream is to have an apartment building.
Yes.
And be able to rent apartments
out.
Yes,
yes, that's what they need. Yes.
But I want to commend you, right? Because, like, you need to know that you are doing a great job, right?
Yes.
You need to know that. Like, because I see, like, during the break, they didn't see it. So I seen, like, you was, like, kind of sad in the face, you know? Okay. But you have to realize you were gone 10 years. That is a decade. That's a full decade. You've only been home 7 months.
Right.
And in 7 months, you have done more than some people have done in 7 years. So don't be so hard on yourself. I understand. I've been there. And I still have my days sometime when I feel like, oh, I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough. Oh, when is this going to take off? But as long as you continue to keep God first, put your best foot forward, it's going to happen for you.
Yes.
It's going to happen. So I just wanted to encourage you on
Thank
that.
Thank you. I need it.
Yeah, yeah.
I need it.
That's what, hey, it's the girl code. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did this Goddess Goo come about?
This Goddess Goo for that dude.
Yes.
Goddess Goo for that dude. Yeah. No, but, okay, I have a plant-based hair product. Mm-hmm. That's my hair fertilizer.
Yeah.
It's all organic. Is has fenugreek seeds in it, rosemary, jojoba, olive oil, castor oil, you know, all the good things that the earth provided for us naturally. So I just whipped it up and put it in the bottle for you so that you can maintain that crown. Your crown is your crown, and your hair is your crown and glory.
Right.
You know, they try to get me to cut my locks off in prison. I ain't even get the chance to tell you about that.
Uh-oh.
They wanted me to cut my locks off, and I had to buck on them about that. Yeah, that, you know, you're not supposed to have locks. That's altering your appearance when you're in prison.
Oh.
And I had to tell them that that's my religion. You know, you have the right to change your religion at any time you want to when you locked up. So I did that, and I told them I was Rastafarian, so that I could keep my locks. I gave him a verse out of the Bible. I told him about Simon, you know, how his hair
held his... strength.
His strength. And that's true, though.
Yeah.
This is true, though.
Yeah.
And I did have to fight. They threatened to lock me down. I mean, they had all the girls cutting their hair off in there. That's so sad.
But you wouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't, know.
Yeah.
Ain't.
Yeah.
Not. Not. And I stood on that.
Yeah.
I'm standing on that.
Yeah.
And so I maintain my hair. I use natural aloe vera. You know, we grow aloe vera in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this basically came from.
Yeah.
It inspired me, you know, basically in prison. I grew my hair out. I fell in love with my natural self. I got my lashes on now. You know, I'm doing the pretty girl thing. But, you know, normally I have my natural state, and I fell in love with that, being locked up. And so that's how I maintain it, with my natural products. So that's the herb-infused one.
That, so this is proven to work.
Oh,
this is what this proven. You stand by it.
I'm standing on it.
Yeah.
I'm standing on it. I'm taking it to the bank. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the goal.
And where can they find the Goddess Goo at?
You can you know, I have an Instagram.
Okay.
Z Goddess.
Z-I-G-G-G-A-W-D-E-S-S. Zig Goddess.
Zig Goddess. Yeah.
And I noticed, too, you got a lot of followers.
I have a lot of followers.
What was that like for you?
That was crazy. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. I did a reel. I shared a reel. I just made a little reel one night, girl. And I shared it. And when I woke up, I thought I was on somebody else's page. It was, I'm like, who page is this?
Because when you went to bed that night, how many followers did you have?
Who, probably three. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who, no, I don't know. Maybe 100. Who knows? Yeah. And but I wasn't stressing that. And I'm also thinking, when you share things on Instagram, I'm thinking only your people see it. Like the people who ever following you. No, everybody
can
see it.
Real.
If it's public, everybody can see it, right?
Yeah.
And so I didn't know that. I woke up in the middle of the night to pee. And, girl, it was going. It was going, and I started crying. I started crying when I realized what was going on, because if you know me, you know, like, I'm a people. This is what I do. You know, I'm a people person. I like to talk. I like to make products. I like to laugh. This is what I like to do.
Yeah.
And so I felt like God was giving me back that. You know, they say he will give it back to you tenfold. He would make it up to you.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was him showing me too, like, see, I didn't even know what I was doing. They say people out here be trying to do this all the time. I had no idea, and I was just trying to inspire other people. Like, you can – I went to prison for 10 years, been away from my child for 10 years. There's no, like, greater pain. There's no greater pain. What's worse than prison? Death?
I always say, I say it's one step away from death.
There's no greater pain.
Yeah.
Then you going away. So, you know, I took that time. Like, I took that time. And, you know, if I can get through it, if I can get through it and grow from it and learn from it, and I always say that I was a caterpillar. And now I'm a butterfly.
Yeah.
You know, when a caterpillar is transforming into a butterfly, you know, when a butterfly is coming out of the cocoon, you cannot help it.
No, you can't touch
it. It has to struggle.
You'll make them die.
You will make the butterfly die. Yeah. And a lot of people don't know that. It has to go through that.
Yeah.
You got to go through that struggle so that you can get out and be able to fly. And, baby, that's how I feel. I just... got to go through that. So, no, it ain't no more, oh, my daddy, I stand on that. This is my job. I'm a grown woman now. I'm not going to have my daddy forever. Thank God I done woke up like, girl, be a grown woman, handle your business. I'm a mom now. So, you know, this is where I'm trying to find my purpose. That's where the goddess goo comes in.
Yeah.
Help other women restore they beauty.
They crown.
Yeah, they crown.
And it's teaching self-esteem, too.
Yeah, and it teaches self-esteem. My friend's edges is growing back. I mean, I'm clearing balls.
Oh, I need to, whatchamacallit.
I mean.
I need to use it from me wearing the middle part so much, my hair has thinned out right there in my middle part.
And it restores that thickness, growth, like all of that. It does
and how many followers do you have now?
Around 60, 70.
And then how many views did you get on that reel that you created?
Oh, it was like over a million.
Yeah.
Over a million views for that reel.
And could you believe
That's crazy to me.
That's how I found you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I found you from that reel, and I read what you said and everything. That's how I found you.
That is crazy. I had no idea that it would take off like that. And, you know, so many people supported me because of that reel. And I mean, I don't have nothing special to tell. Like, I didn't do anything that you can't do.
Right.
I just came out. I sat in there. You did ask me, did I have a plan? Did I plan in there? Mm-hmm. And I had a pink print. My favorite color is pink. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they got the blueprint. I had a pink print book. And I used to write down all my little ideas that they had, all my little slogans. Whatever would pop in my mind, I would write it down. So, yeah, and I still have it at home.
That's good.
I got my Jesus Calling that I got when I was in the county. I still got it.
I read Jesus Calling.
I still got it. So, yeah, I did do that. You have to sit in. You know, people thinking they in there doing time just to do time. Mm-hmm. You're not doing time just to do time.
Yeah.
You're trying to find yourself.
Right.
Where did I go wrong? Let's do this right, especially if you get a chance to do it again.
Right.
Go on, go out here and do this thing again. Run it back, and let's not make – that's where I stress out, too. I don't want to waste no time. Don't want to keep making mistakes.
Right. Don't want to keep having to repeat the lesson.
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
No, let's go on to the next episode.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's – and I'm alone a lot. Unfortunately, that's what come with me. You know, I work. And then I come home, I work on my hobby, my goddess goo, try to get my business up and going, and I try to do, what is it?
Content.
Content.
You have to do your content.
I have to do my content.
I know it's overwhelming at times, but if you don't do it, how people going to know? You have to keep putting it in their face.
Right.
Keep putting it out there. Keep putting it in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So,
and then, too, you wanted to pay off that new Bronco you want.
That Bronco. I'm getting that Bronco.
You got to put the work in for it.
I'm getting that Bronco.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am doing that. And, I actually was riding down the street the other day, and this homeless girl was standing out there. You know, we have a lot of homeless people in Atlanta with the signs. And sometimes I need to see that when I'm getting off work and I'm about to cry. I'm overwhelmed with, who knows?
Yeah.
Girl, I'll cry. I will cry, okay? And I look over and see them out there in the cold or whatever, and they hungry or something, and I have to, like, give God the glory. Like, I think it'd be him reminding me. What, I just pulled you? You crying?
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you not remember the last miracle?
I pull up at my apartment. My apartment in my car. And I have to look up there and be like, bro, like,
you're blessed.
For real. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We can forget sometimes.
You can forget sometimes.
We'll forget what God has just brought us through.
You forget that what you crying about right now is what you were just praying for.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You was just praying for that. Yeah. I've been praying for this. I'm actually living. Like I'm
one
on
of my
your
prayers.
Girl, I'm on your podcast. I'm on your podcast. I actually talk about this stuff, manifest it. I talk about it, and then I be about it.
That's what's up. Talk about it, then be about it.
And if I can do it, surely
anybody can.
Surely anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, okay, this Break Free podcast, I can't let you leave without asking you this question. Tell me something that you feel like you need to break free from.
Ooh. I need to break from negative thinking. Mm-hmm. Ooh. I need to break free from negative thinking. Laziness, procrastination, discouragement.
Procrastination, you know that's a dream killer, right?
Procrastination, y'all.
It's a dream killer.
Procrastination.
It's a dream killer.
You put it off, I'm sleepy. Girl, you slept for 10 years, get up. Get up. No, for real, you got to hype yourself up. Yeah. I have to tell myself in the mirror, stop playing with me.
Yeah.
Stop playing with me.
That's what you tell yourself?
Yeah. Like, everybody's like, oh, you've been out 7 months. You doing good. You, and they don't know. Girl, I could be so much. I ain't even got nothing to show. Like, I still feel like I ain't.
It's you do have something to show. You have something to show. You're walking testimony.
I'm a walking
just
testimony.
Just your life period that you breathing, you able to hold your head up high, not feel less than because you've been in trouble, because you a felon. You do have something to show. You got God is good.
Yeah.
That's going to be where? In Target, Walmart,
everywhere.
We speaking.
In all the stores near you. Yeah. Your shelf near you.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So I thank you, and I want you to stay encouraged. And you already know, if God brought you through it, He'll bring you to it.
That's right.
Through what you've been through to where you want to go.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Don't forget that. And I'm here anytime you need me. You know you have my information. You got the assistant, you know, number, whatever. You know you need, if you just need to talk or whatever, or you need to remind me. I think I'm going to steal that getting in the mirror saying, girl, stop playing with me.
Stop playing with me. You need, every morning. Who are you today?
Yeah.
Figure out who you are and then act accordingly before you go out here in the world. Start with you and look yourself in the mirror. Real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Again, y'all, make sure y'all support. Make sure y'all get y'all some
God
is goo.
For that do.
For that do.
You need God is goo, boo.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, remember, it's always delusion until they see it happen. I'll see you next time.